Universität Hamburg.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm with Transtech. First of all, let me give you a quick overview of who Transtech is. It's a small, medium-sized company, about 150 employees, in the equally small town of Tübingen, small university town south of Stuttgart. Last year, we celebrated our 30th anniversary, and it's, I think, fair to say that Transtech was quite born into the HPC market because we started as a reseller of digital equipment products. DEC workstations, Sun workstations came later, RS6000 workstations. And from the very beginning, we positioned ourselves within the scientific computing market. So we started selling workstations to institutes, to researchers, and it was just a natural evolution, sort of, to go on selling HPC clusters when the first clusters were beginning to get deployed in Germany. In fact, Transtech was one of the very first German providers of HPC cluster solutions. Got a couple of new partnerships during the last year. We announced the Crazy X1 partnership last year, and this year, beginning of this year, we are also strategically partnering with IBM. Focusing within the realm of HPC as well. And, well, bright new is the partnership with Bright Computing. Bright Computing, well, as many of you might know, the manufacturer of, well, in my opinion, the really ease of use management and deployment solution for HPC systems is now also part of our portfolio. And up to now, we've got around 400 HPC cluster installations Europe-wide. As you can see here, Transtech is a German company with some subsidiaries all along Europe. Got a subsidiary in UK, in France, Switzerland, Austria, and the Netherlands as well. Our two strategic customer markets are the academic world on the one hand side. That's where we were grown into, so to speak. And the other strategic market for us are industrial customers, engineering companies, life science companies. Well, in fact, Tübingen is not far from Stuttgart, so Stuttgart is, well, one of the main locations of the engineering companies, automotive companies. Those two markets, academic and industrial, are our strategic customer base. So what does Transtech to say about HPC? We're not a chip designer. We're not original manufacturer of hardware. We don't have a hardware engineering or chip design department. We see ourselves as a focal point by a smart collection of partners, constituting a focal point of technology leaders that are in the HPC world, and a focal point to the customer that gives customers access to this smart choice of partner network, and as I will come back later to, together with a very, very broad set of services that are especially, in at least to my opinion, interesting to customers that do not have, and they are lacking, this kind of HPC know-how that is necessary to run an HPC system. What do customers want? Customers want an ease of management, an ease of use. An HPC cluster is a complex beast, and we try to take pains to hide this complexity under the hood and provide the customer with an easy interface to their system, because eventually what the customer wants to do is not managing the system, but is running the productive application for solving their problems. Customers want high productivity and efficient use of their systems, a high utilization rate. Well, they want to be prepared for Windows, HPC, even when they normally prefer, as of now, Linux. Want a scalable, stable, and an easy-to-use HPC storage solution. And, well, well-engineered and stable GPU computing solutions as well. I think we heard a couple of talks about GPU computing already today. So, what does it mean? For example, every cluster that is based on Intel CPUs, obviously, will be Intel cluster ready certified, which gives the customer a third-party kind of quality certificate that the cluster, that the system runs as it's supposed to be. And as you know, ICR certificate means if you get this certificate, then the cluster is proven to run a various set of productive and commercial applications, and customers can be assured that the cluster will be a turnkey solution up and running as the customer expects it to be. As I said, quite new. We are, as of 4 weeks ago, officially reselling also Bright Cluster Manager as part of our portfolio because, well, we chose Bright for the real ease of cluster management. Obviously, Bright is, at least in our opinion, the solution for that. Hiding all the complexity of a cluster means giving, as I said, customers the ease of access to the computing power of a cluster. So Bright is, in our opinion, the ideal partner for providing a cluster management solution. Adaptive Computing, another partner of ours for dynamical deployment, for example, of clusters when it comes to, well, as everybody is talking about right now, cloud computing, dynamical deployment, heterogeneous cluster nodes that have to be installed in no time and then packed up again. We are partnering with Panasis for an ease of use as it comes to HPC storage. And, well, last but not least, we've got a pretty large engineering department within our company that takes pains to produce well-engineered and stably running GPU computing solutions as well for customers that are able to make use of Tesla accelerated and CUDA accelerated codes. So, what else does Transsig offer to customers? As I said, especially private companies, smaller companies that are lacking the HPC know-how or, for example, the HPC infrastructure to run and manage an HPC system, they get during the whole life cycle of a cluster from the procurement, from the purchasing, so to speak, to the pre-sales phase where the customers are unsure whether this or that technology would be most advantageous to the application. We do benchmarks for the customers, and when the customer first needs to do some evaluation tests if the application really performs as is scalable, for example, as it's expected, as they expect them to be. We do not only sell the system as is, like as a piece of hardware. We pre-deploy it, pre-install it, integrate the system into the customer's environment, and even after deployment and after the on-site assembly, we take care of integrating, optionally, all, say, the services from a service point of view, all the system into the customer's environment, which could, for example, mean do the directory service integration, user management integration, and so on. We train the customers, give workshops, and do after-sales consulting to the admin staff, if available, as well. And we do not stop there. We do everything from, well, maintaining the cluster, giving support, obviously, do managed services all around the HPC system. We even run the system for the customers if customers lack admin staff, for example. So we do that for them as well. And, well, then we take the customer into the next purchasing phase when the life cycle of the cluster ends, so to speak. Well, Transsig, being a small company, is, of course, depending on strong partners. We got the strong partners. As I said, we see ourselves as a focal point to the customers, giving customers the access in one location, so to speak, to the whole world of technology leaders that are out there from well, Intel to Microsoft, IBM, NVIDIA, Bright Computing, Cray Qlogic. We make this HPC world available to the customers. Well, and this is pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tennert. First question from Gerhard Wellein.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Tennert, for your talk. Honestly speaking, I cannot see what makes you different from other companies. You're selling the same software products. I can get an Intel cluster ready cluster from everyone. I can add Bright solutions. So I cannot see what makes you different. Are you going to compete on price in this business?
Well, of course you can buy, say, for example, say Bright from Bright directly, no problem. You can also buy, say, well, Moab from Adaptive Computing directly. And so you can go on a shopping spree and take all your components of choice and buy them with the original manufacturer, of course. That's what you can do. But what you can also do as a customer is you can go just to one place and have the whole set of technology that is there. Then again, someone has to do the installation, someone has to do the consulting, someone has to do the correct sizing, to do the benchmarking. That's done by us as well. So someone has to provide services to the customer, managing it, administrating it, giving them after-sales support. So someone has to do it, and this is us.
Mr. Sherman, your turn.
Thank you for the presentation. So my question is related to that. So assume for a second I'm a user, I'm at a university, and I start small, my HPC demands develop, and then they grow, and suddenly I realize I want to simulate a whole human brain. And so the question is, what defines the threshold when you would say I'm not qualifying for an SME or a university business anymore? So is there any change in quality when the demands grow where you would say we don't provide that service?
Well, obviously there is a natural limit for a company like Transic to provide solutions when they come to the size of the first top 10 of the top 500 list, for example. We're not big, but we are, well, smart, flexible. So there is not, it's not, to me, it's not a matter of it's not a quality that changes, it's a quantity. And, I would say one of the key factors that really restricts us when it comes to, modeling a human brain obviously needs a very large cluster, I think so, is sheer size. So we're not IBM and we're not Intel, so we're not able to provide, say, a $100 million cluster. That's not what we can do. What we can do is provide to those customers that are in need of this the flexibility and make to them accessible the whole world of technology that they really need for doing their things, but it's a matter of size. It's not a matter of quality. I don't think that quality really changes. Well, it's quantitative things, I would say.